Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Good morning. This is Sunday morning.
Who are you?
I'm Charles Osgood.
What do you got on the show for us, Chuck?
Today, a finger. No.
Some men like it.
That's our version.
The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. This tis the season. Mm-hmm. We are entering the sort of pre-holiday, but really more like holiday.
It's holiday once with Halloween.
Yeah. It's holiday 101, Rob.
You're in it.
Especially with All Saints Day behind us, Mike. We are in the holiday season.
How's your holiday?
Love it.
Listen. It's real important.
Good morning.
If you love this show, Mr. Ronick was just going over some business stats with us.
Crunching the numbers.
And you've done an amazing job on Amazon. I want to say from the bottom of my heart, I thank you for that. And I know all the guys thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And continue to do that. The most important time starts right now. Right now.
When?
Now.
You go right through the website, MikeOmaraShow.com, to our Amazon page. It's very simple. We explain it all the time, but it never hurts to explain it again.
I agree.
If you're shopping online, first of all, Amazon gets you the best deals anywhere. And all you have to do to benefit this show is go through MikeOmaraShow.com and find Amazon there. We have a giant link for Amazon on our homepage. You cannot miss it. And when you do that, it helps the show immeasurably. So please do all your shopping online at Amazon and do it through Mike O'Mara Show. That benefits the show and will give us, thankfully, a very good Christmas season.
And so, a good morning.
It's toys. It's clothing. It's all your gifts. It's the Kindle Fire.
Wrapping.
Our Amazon page will save you money and it supports the show.
Gift cards.
Bookmark it now so it's handy every time you need it at MikeOmaraShow.com. Without further ado, let's get right to it. It's the countdown. Two days. Actually, one day, really.
And 24 hours, we will have all voted.
Yes, one day. And
we hope.
Lots of stuff going on around the country. It's easy for me to vote. No, it's never been difficult for me to vote. I hope this year's not the exception.
There may be lines.
But my cut's in line. That's why it's easy.
Well, then no problem.
He said, I'm a disc jockey. I have to vote.
Excuse me.
Actually, I get the guy.
Apostrophe M.
I get the guy from Rocky and Back to School who moves some people for me.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
Oh,
actually,
Bert?
He stands out in front of the polling
Bert Young?
Place and he says, and he holds up a sign that says Bruce Springsteen. And everybody runs outside from the polling place and then I walk right up to the front of the
leather jacket. Excellent.
That's the way it goes. Anyway, you've got something special
for
election day
sure
tomorrow.
Does.
A self-described P1 listener, Mark Miller, sent us this, and it's every campaign song from George Washington to William Jefferson Clinton performed by folk singer Oscar Brand.
Oh, so here's
how the game will play.
I didn't know this was one guy. I thought these were the real original songs.
Really not a lot of recordings.
Let me see if I can remember
pre-1900.
Yeah. Is High Hopes
that
Jack Kennedy?
Let's see. I will go to Jack Kennedy.
We've got High Hopes.
Actually, the official song for John F. Kennedy is called Marching Down to Washington.
With a banjo.
Yes, of course.
We're marching down to Washington to shake hands with John F. Kennedy.
Wow.
That's beginning.
And he was progressive for his day.
Terrible.
You didn't
care
for that? Well, what's another president? You know what? One that I like the most, and I think Oscar will like this because this might be the only president that he remembers, is of course, William Clinton.
Let's hear that one.
And I think you'll like
Well, his campaign song was Fleetwood Mac.
That's why this
Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow.
That's why this is so great.
Does he cover...
it's a Oscar Brand, Mike. Folk singer.
I kind of like this.
Yeah. Kind of nice.
If you wake and you don't want to smile.
This guy like 60?
No picture of him. Just
with a ponytail?
Just a picture of Teddy Roosevelt.
Open your eyes and look at the day.
Hey!
Go easy on old musicians.
In a different way.
I
hate
this kind of singing.
Stop.
I know.
Thinking about
in a way I'm going. Yeah, this is the kind of effort that like performs before a kindergarten class.
Yeah, or a live show in Reno.
Jesus. Is Buzz, are you uptight enough about your upcoming performance?
You mean, is it on my mind?
It's all about Buzz.
You mean, is it on my mind? Yes.
God, yeah, don't worry. It's going to be fine. If it sucks, it'll be funny. All right, then go ahead. What's
the
next one?
Actually, I think you wanted to hear this. This is kind of a rarity. This is Frank Sinatra's campaign record for John F. Kennedy.
But this is not a cover.
No.
Everyone is voting for Jack.
That's the one I remember.
Yeah.
See, this doesn't suck.
No, this is awesome.
Everyone, this is the real deal.
Jack is on the right track.
What's Romney's about?
Here we go. There you go. That's the one I remember.
Frank,
right.
You know, he was...
So they're not all the
folk singer.
That's
one that I brought from home. I just carry that one. I didn't know you were going to refer to
just
it.
Just in his back pocket.
Yeah, he just carries it
I
with
just
him.
Carry it.
He does. He has all his music with him.
Now, do you remember... 64K of heavy.
Right.
Do you remember Ronald Reagan's song?
No.
Okay.
No.
Back to Oscar Brandt.
Happy folk singer.
California, here we come.
It's a good one, though.
It is a good one, and it's nice because it was almost as old as the candidate himself.
I'm finding it hard to articulate how much I despise this singer.
This is
the laziest kind of... He is exercising no effort vocally whatsoever. Which
it's
really
Oscar Brandt, Mike.
Oscar Brandt sucks
who
my
said
butt.
To this gentleman, hey... That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Let's make a CD.
Didn't he date Katy Perry?
I think he did.
There's no picture of this douche.
I mean, look. Do you have a picture? Good.
You have a picture of him? I bet it's a ponytail. I bet he's bald.
That's Russell.
I bet it's
Brian.
Bald and he's got long hair in the back.
Well, you don't know for sure.
Okay.
Did a real record company put it out?
It's George Herbert Walker Bush here.
Mark wouldn't have gotten us this quickly if it wasn't exactly what I expected it to be. There he is.
Let me see.
There he is.
Yeah, you know he's got a body. Yes, of course he does.
Hey, here I am. Oh, well, I'm just a loser. All right, anyway.
Any other requests? Any other presents? How about, of course, Mike, your favorite?
What's FDR? FDR.
Oh, FDR is going back. These are in chronological order.
I think I know
order.
FDR's. It was another one. Something Sunshine.
Well, that was before my time, but if you have Eisenhower,
it's
I'd
called
be curious.
Franklin D. Roosevelt's Back Again. They all sound alike.
Now I'm with you.
Wow. Did you request Eisenhower, Buzz, or
Truman? Yeah, the first president I remember.
I Like Ike.
Was okay. Eisenhower.
Eisenhower's
I don't know
song,
his song
is called I Like Ike.
Ah.
Ah, very nice.
I'm somewhat of a presidential historian.
Or a phone. This sounds
Irish.
I want to
based on an old song, Mike. It's based on an old song called I Like Potatoes.
I want to get out of the chair and grab that out of your hand.
Would you like to break this CD?
No, it's all right.
I got no use for it.
I think it's bad luck the day before the election.
Can I see that real quick?
Of course. How about...
or no.
Oscar wants to see it.
How about Jimmy Carter?
What could go wrong?
I think you'll like this, and it speaks well of his presidency. It's called Why Not the Best?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember this.
No one does. Sounds pretty.
And he also slows down everything, you know,
he's not as young as he used to be.
Can only strum so fast.
I heard a young man speaking out.
God. That is bad. That is really, really bad.
Maybe I'm wrong, but the Smithsonian Institution,
yes,
who's put this out in 1999,
yeah.
Maybe they have better things to do. Because literally, the Center for Folk Art and Cultural Heritage put this out in 1999.
Yeah, and that guy got a big payday because of it.
I don't, you know, judging from that picture, not that big.
Is that not inside the Beltway?
That's the fleecing.
Is that not every inch inside the Beltway?
Hey, Mr. President.
The fleecing of America.
I mean, you come to Washington, D.C., which is can be the polar opposite of entertainment.
Hey, and it's polar today with the weather in the 30s.
And we've had the Capitol Steps, Mrs. Foggy Bottom.
I hate Mrs. Foggy Bottom.
And Mark Russell.
Uh-huh.
And those were the shows people would come to see in Washington.
The aging Mark Russell.
And then it was like some improv troupe.
Do you think that Mark Russell ever sang John Adams' campaign song? John Adams, Mike. You remember the miniseries.
It's the last one.
The tempests of war overshadow our land. Its bolts could not rend freedom's temple asunder.
Who? Even if you're totally into it, you'd listen to this and you wouldn't.
It was a different time.
That's it. Crash and burn. That's it. No more.
You don't
no
want to
more.
Hear William no. Henry Harrison?
No, I don't. No, stop it.
What if I told
stop
you the
it.
Title?
Stop it. La, 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 la.
Mike, let me just tell you the title, and I promise not to hit play unless you ask me to.
All right.
It's called The Harrison Yankee Doodle.
You're into that. I'm not into that.
You're into it.
I'll do it to make you happy.
No, no. Oh, no, you no, no. It. No, Carrie. We're not going to do it that way.
You play it.
Okay. No, no.
Play it to make yourself happy. No, I would rather move on with the show.
All right. This is you want to start worst. The show?
No. Now, see, now you're
no,
playing.
No, no, no. Now you're
doing
being...
what you're doing what you do to your wife. Play the goddamn song.
No, let's play. Start the show.
The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
When is the nerd epidemic just gonna end? Like, when is the nerd bubble just gonna burst? They're f***ing everywhere. Every show, they got some guy with black frame glasses. Oh, I'm kind of awkward. I don't know how to talk to the opposite sex. Like, this is supposed to, like, inspire me? You know, when I was a kid, nerds had shame. They had shame. They had horrible days at school. They were stuffed in lockers. Left there overnight reading whatever they could find. Then in the mornings, janitor let them out, and then they got the shit kicked out of them for wearing the same stuff 2 days in a row. Now they're walking around all proud, double pocket protectors, black socks yanked up. This is what happens when you get rid of bullying. It is. When you get rid of a species' natural predator, it just grows exponentially.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, oh. Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
I love this song. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are live from the Cappy Piper Studios, and we are downloaded more than 16 million times.
Hey, it's a great day here on Democracy Plaza.
And heard in 150 countries worldwide. We are delighted to have you with us. It is Monday, November 5, 2012, and we're brought to you by TwizGrid.
Awesome.
TwizGrid is a free app for your iPad or iPhone that displays Twitter photos in a user-friendly format. TwizGrid is an official sponsor of our Reno stage show, and you can use it to watch us behind the scenes.
Ooh.
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
And you can use it for your own events as well. To join us backstage in Reno, just open the Reno America album with TwizGrid. You don't have to have a Twitter account to see the pictures.
Mike, is there a cure for Reno America?
I just had a thought Reno about Reno. I'm just beginning to realize what Reno is going to be. Mm-hmm. If you do have a Twitter account and you can post comments on our photos. So now we have photos. We have a camera crew filming our every move behind the scenes. Yes. I think I label that exhausting.
Well, I know. No, you know what Reno's going to be like?
When's the first time I'm going to go?
Do you remember?
No nose picking for 4 days.
Right.
The trip to Maine, that was the first time we used TwizGrid. And
yes,
we started
that
out,
was fun.
We started out really, it was fun
yes,
and it was
TwizGrid
new.
TwizGrid was actually fun.
By 4 days into the Maine trip, we were just using TwizGrid to piss each other off. That's what it's going to be. We're just going to be making fun of each other for 5 days.
If right. you do have a Twitter account, you can post comments on our photos and be a part of our latest live show. That's TwizGrid, TwizGrid. Find it in the App Store or click the ad on our website, and we thank you in advance. On the program today, A Tale of Two Weekends. The good, the bad. The sublime, the ridiculous.
You had both these weekends?
The holy, the unholy.
Oh, my.
Wow.
2 weekends.
It's only 2 days.
Fortunately, I would have loved to rearrange the way the weekend happened because it would have been healthier for me. It would
you
have been
are
better.
The man with duality.
Duality. Duality was my life. Yes. Although I didn't do anything really sinful, unless you call, you know, ingesting mass quantities of Irish whiskey
I don't
sinful.
Know, Mike, I'd say wearing a shirt that beautiful is a sin.
Anyway, I just wanted to talk about attention whores in Facebook today. Because my sister made a comment about it that one day we had her on here, and it kind of made sense to me. It
right.
just
yeah.
kind of
yeah,
the light bulb right. went off in my head this weekend, so we can talk about that. I took Carla out to her new favorite store.
Oh.
BJ's.
Hey.
She experienced exciting. It?
I don't know. I just wanted to write that down. Yeah. I took Carla to BJ's.
Yeah. Better usually the other way around.
That's just funny. Let me see. Voter suppression. Buzz alluded to it at the beginning of the show. We'll see whether it's true or not. Mm-hmm. The Redskins. I never write Redskins down, but Jesus.
P.U.
Really? I mean, now RJ3 seems to have caught Redskins disease. Yeah.
What is their record now?
I believe they have three wins.
So let's call them RG3-6.
3-6. And the concert for Sandy victims. We'll start with that because I dug that. I watched that on
Friday night. I thought it was great.
I'm going to help you out right now because you're going to get it on Facebook anyways. Okay. You said RJ3?
Yes.
Because we call RJ RJ3?
Right.
It's RG3.
RG3.
Right. Yes.
RG3-6.
Yeah. RG3, I believe, has caught Redskins fever.
Apparently.
Yeah, it's really the first. Would that be the first game yesterday that he looked like a Redskin
quarterback?
The week before against Pittsburgh, he looked pretty lousy as well.
Yeah, I mean, I just think when you're getting crushed, you know, two or three times a game, it gets to you after
it
a while.
Does, yeah.
I mean, it gets in your head when you know that you're not going to get protected. It's got to be scary for the guy.
And he's kind of a little guy in comparison to most quarterbacks.
A lot of people don't know he's 4'11".
Yeah, you compare him to a guy like, you know, the guy that beat them, Cam Newton.
Cam Newton's a nice, big, strapping young man.
Yeah, there was one run for...
Settled down.
Wow, Mark. Wow.
He's a good-looking black man.
Wow, that's great.
His name is Cam Newton. He's a wonderful dresser.
He's special.
Wonderful in the pocket.
You know, ran a couple of plays yesterday for a touchdown. I think one and, and another one for a first down where he's so large that it works. But anyway, I just my heart goes out, and it rarely does, but it goes out to the Redskin faithful yesterday. And, as far as my team, everybody knows the New York Giants. Hey, way to pull together for the Sandy victims.
Right.
You know, really, there's not another team I want them to beat more than the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jeez, with the terrible towels. How the hell do they make it into New York? How do they make it into Giants Stadium? How the hell does that happen? Anyway, way to go. Eli Manning, for a quarterback who's won two Super Bowls, and I normally don't talk
sports. Well, he's certainly no Cam Newton.
But as a quarterback who's won two Super Bowls, he can have the occasional game where it's like, I'm a ninth grader.
Yeah.
Two games
yesterday for me.
Have you seen my baseball?
Have you seen my baseball? And Eli, when he's playing badly, you get the close-up of him where he's always like,
yeah, he's got the doofus look on his face.
So anyway, it was a full day of watching football. But it was a tale of two me's. I think Wednesday, Jimmy sends me a text. And I forgot what it was. We just exchanged texts, as I do with all my friends once in a while.
If Jimmy read the text that he sent you, how do you suppose it would sound?
Well, I'm going to get to that. I told Jimmy, incidentally, that you and everybody else love the Jimmy impression.
But you know, it's not so much for me. It's for a guy who had a wonderful birthday. My dad. It's my dad's favorite thing you do now.
Hey, horny Bob Spiewak. Love ya. Love ya.
You left us on Friday that you had plans set up for some sort of pub crawl.
It was a pub crawl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was going to start at 6 p.m. There's the first mistake.
Why is that a mistake?
You just don't start that early.
Early. 6 p.m.?
Well, 6 p.m., and here's the... And Carla will suddenly have the thought that, oh, well, that means we'll be in earlier. Not really.
Uh-huh. No, it's sort of an open-ended ending.
But technically, we were in early enough. And, where to begin? I'll begin at the end.
Okay.
Which was Sunday morning when Jimmy texted me the pictures of the vomit outside of his house.
Oh no.
Who's
Jimmy's vomit?
Hey, I feel ill.
Hey, I think they put I think they had some vanilla vodka in my martini.
Look at this.
It wasn't right. I didn't say anything, but I should have. And
so much for those calories.
It was Jimmy and his wife, Mo, and my friend Rich, who I went to Sturgis with, and his buddy, Eddie.
And now, Rich is from...
you know, anytime you go out with an Eddie, you're going to have a good time.
Rich is from California, right?
Yeah, Rich
and
is from Los Angeles.
And he sort of has a way with the ladies, as I recall.
Oh, he was regaling us with tales of... No. Here's the brief Sturgis story, and I don't care if Rich gets mad at me for telling this story. There's one... first of all, if you go to Sturgis expecting the public to be, you know, see the women in hot outfits and stuff, you're going to be really disappointed.
Of course.
The only real talented tale in Sturgis are the pros, the bartenders that they ship in. Uh-huh. So the bartenders, the dancers, whatever, everybody that's working for tips is pretty damn hot.
He said tips.
And the hottest of the hot was at this one saloon in downtown Sturgis where she was just noticeably amazing.
Yeah. Right.
She had, you know, she was a bad girl because she had a little bit of the tattoo action going.
Sure.
But she was stunning. She truly was.
62 years old?
And old Rich. got the digits.
Yeah.
And that's when I first realized that Rich was a true operator.
Yeah.
Where I would be sitting there going, oh, do you have wings on the menu? What's going on? And then I'd be sitting there trying to, is this a nice town? I tell you, it's a pretty good time for you, baby. I'm doing my
Is your
my
Chipotle useless, sauce hot?
Yeah, my ridiculous patter. And then, you know, Rich would sort of slide in next to me depending on the hotness of the bartender. Uh-huh. And he'd say something like, do you have any water? You know, and that's how, you know, and that was his little soft-spoken rap, which they just fused onto. Mm-hmm. That whole thing about the big, tough guy,
right.
No, it's the soft-spoken kind of, hey, that's great.
Well, it depends, but yeah, that's...
Meanwhile, Mike is saying, the wings aren't crispy.
Yeah. How long have you been?
Sally's back.
Yeah, this beer is not cold.
You know, I need service.
So I'm really the chick. I've grown into the chick repellent. You know, where
chick
I'm just
repellent.
I am a chick repellent.
He is the repellent.
I don't just get them not to want to come around. I get them to want to give me dirty looks and be mean to me.
Nice.
Wow.
You know, and so,
they seek you out.
But Rich, so because of me. You know, you have to have
polar
that
opposites.
Thing that, yes, the polar opposite, mm-hmm. and Rich is able to utilize that to his advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So he got the digits, and I'm like, okay, digits, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, we're out in Sturgis, and we're at another joint, I think, like the day after, and his phone rings, and he says, it's that bartender. I said, no, you're my hero.
You wouldn't have been any more impressed as if he handed you a bag full of diamonds.
And so
look what I have, a bag full of diamonds.
He was telling us, I believe, that since Sturgis...
Uh-huh.
Three LA visits.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
What, nice. She's come to him?
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that, huh?
Wow.
So anyway, he was out with us.
Yeah.
And it just it
she
became,
certainly brings the best water.
It became very festive. We
it's
made
not
it to
water.
Jimmy didn't predict that we'd make it past the second joint. We made it to three joints.
Oh, that's good.
We made it to three joints.
So did Buzz.
Huh?
What?
We started out at 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
I had had my wait not meal, so that was done eating for the day.
Yes.
And, you know, not done drinking for the day.
No, certainly not.
Which they say, you know, not the best thing to do on wait not, but sometimes you just got to, you know, have a night out.
Well, you are a man, flesh and bone.
I am a man, flesh and bone. And then Jimmy, it just got really wobbly towards the end. But the moment of moments, we were at one joint and we moved on to the last one. And suddenly at the last joint... These two women came walking in, knew, for some reason might have heard where we were going, and handed me my iPhone 5.
Oh, wow.
Just another thing. Okay, Apple, I don't even want to begin to tell you how much this new product totally is useless.
Disappointed.
It sucks.
For
it's
one
not
thing,
worth the money. It's not worth the hype.
It's easy to forget.
No, it's now every weekend, every day there is a new Apple glitch that I have. The latest one was I got a whole slew of phone numbers that I got no idea whose they are. And I think maybe they came from my daughter's phone, but the whole syncing
thing
with
you've
iTunes that works out so scary
you've synced
well.
Synced up with Facebook, and it's moved all your Facebook
contacts.
Nope, that's not it, boys. It's phone numbers.
Really?
Mm. Don't have any phone numbers on Facebook.
Wow.
So hi, smug know-it-alls.
Well,
I
had to figure it out myself.
What part of the Apple updates makes you forget your phone at a bar?
The fact is, the same reason that it falls into the crack of my new recliner.
It's too thin.
Oh,
it is too thin and it is too light. And it is just, it fell.
Send
it fell
back
out of my pocket. I hate it. I hate it. It doesn't do, first of all, what does it do? What does it do spectacularly that the other one didn't do?
It takes better pictures.
It automatically, it does.
You might be right.
But nothing breakthrough, nothing huge.
Oh, no, this new one automatically plays a podcast when your phone rings. But they have corrected it.
I want Samsung.
Do
you
it.
Don't. No, I don't.
You
no,
don't.
No, I'm fine with it. It's just so lightweight.
That's not the droid you're looking for.
It's just nothing. There's nothing to it. It's just all it's done is made my life more complicated because of, you know, yes, it might be my lack of technical knowledge on some of these counts, but you know, the other one, I look at the different
chance.
Phone numbers and I go, oh God.
When I was
what
in
did
second
it do that?
Grade,
you know, I'm supposed to. This is my iTunes. I plugged it in to my iTunes to get all my information. And why does it have all this?
When I was in second grade, I had a hard time not losing my house key, so they put it on a shoelace. I wore it around my neck. What if?
What is your point?
What if we got you an iPhone necklace?
We punch a hole
in
your iPhone.
A lanyard would be great.
I'm waiting
with your phone number.
I have ordered on Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show. I have ordered an iPhone case.
Nice. Which
which
one?
Will change the? I don't know which. One, what, like
neon
brand
green.
Names?
I have the spec.
I think I got a spec too.
Isn't it nice?
I think I got a green. I got a green spec.
What it will do is add some weight to it, so you
some half.
Feel
that's
it
what
body.
I hope will be the case,
and it will also protect it from. Apparently, it's easy to scuff. It's easy to scuff.
What, scuff the case?
Yes. No, the old, the iPhone itself.
The housing.
Whatever. I don't care. Anyway, it's just, it's not making my life any better.
Which, I can't wait to see your green spec.
When I got the original iPhone 4, which came before the disaster that was Siri with the iPhone 4,
right?
The iPhone 4 to me was literally life-changing.
Sure.
This laptop, which I show you, mm-hmm. which has Apple on it, mm-hmm. was life-changing.
So those are good.
It was
those
that good. Yeah, they were terrific.
But the new phone, not so much.
Thanks, bud. Thanks.
I'll be over here if you need.
Thanks for the recap.
Hey, you know what? Of all the people in the room that have upgraded,
practice your ukulele.
Of all the people in the room who have upgraded to 5, Buzz is not among us.
That's
so
true.
What he's enjoying himself right
although,
now.
Although they had there was an OS, an operating system update.
What did you do with your gift certificate
on Saturday? I still have it because as my computer's dying, I'm going to have to decide whether to get a phone or a computer.
I'd go with the computer.
There was an OS update on Saturday that occupied most of my day on Saturday because the cable crashed during the update, and so I spent the rest of my day just trying to get the computer to find the phone. Ultimately, my computer crashed. I had to uninstall iTunes and reinstall.
Now, do you have
iTunes.
An Apple? Do you have
this
an
was
Apple?
My entire no. I mean, no, not the computer. No, I was syncing with a PC where my iTunes is, but right. I had to reinstall. Install the OS on the phone. I had to build the phone from scratch. I had, and there was so much data to go into it.
Can you imagine?
I ended up doing updates.
Kind of makes New Jersey seem inconsequential, doesn't it?
Oh, it was a disaster, and people are starving because of it.
I can't believe it. This phone broke.
It did take a whole day, though, for what it's worth.
It took a whole day?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I spent my entire day on
this. A whole day?
A business day, not 24 hours.
Yeah, right.
A business day.
Nearly 8 hours, half hour for lunch.
So, in any event, the ladies, God bless them, I guess heard from the bartender where we were going and showed up at the last place. I don't really remember.
Oh, it's that one of those
man.
Days.
Yeah. No, I kind of remember. I think they were not unattractive, and they were extremely
high
sweet.
Praise. Mm-hmm.
They were really sweet. I know at the end of the night I was talking to him about my daughters, and we were talking about colleges.
Was your wife still with you?
Yeah, she was still with me.
Nice. You got to the drinking part.
Yeah, no, she wasn't. No.
You got to the party.
She then I sat with the chicks after she left.
Whoa, no, I just know she hung that long. I didn't know if she went home.
She hung that long.
Sometimes they just roll out.
You got to the point of drinking where you were talking to strangers about your daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a pretty good point. Yeah.
Well, I invited them to sit down once they once they had the phone, and it was a good thing.
Your reward is you get to hang out with me.
That's right.
Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, I don't roll like that. Thank you
very
much.
I'm so glad you're here. I'm going to get a case for my phone. It's green. My daughter's.
No, incidentally, Amazon. Rob, you have that Amazon Prime
thing?
Yes,
it's marvelous. Yes.
It's marvelous if the phone case comes today.
Yeah.
It will.
If it doesn't come today.
Is it covered by Amazon Prime?
Yes.
I bet it's on your porch right now.
It could be.
It will be here today.
So
it hasn't arrived yet.
That was the devil's side of the coin.
Rob is running outside right now to
Jimmy,
see if the phone is there.
Multiple bars. Almost lost phone.
It will be here today.
See him yet.
No chance.
We've lost Rob now. Time.
They just find a box?
He doesn't have it.
It's there.
It is not, you liar.
It came in empty
you
handed.
Liar.
And
liar.
Said it was there.
Fire. You have till 6 o'clock.
Oh, no.
So, yes.
We had the greatest delivery at my house today.
Really?
Robert got for his birthday in September the new WWE Xbox game.
Yes.
And it arrived by FedEx at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
He was literally running in circles, not knowing his next step. He said, it's a teacher work day because of the election.
Oh, so he's got the day off of school.
He says,
his game arrived.
He said,
that's like kid heaven
he
right
said,
there.
Dad, it's here. I've got to open it, and can you help me? Because there's plastic on it. I've got to call Jabril, but I really want to play it, and I got to go. I got to get the phone. I got to call Jabril. I got to get Jabril. And then I Jabril, do you want to come over? No, not basketball. The wrestling game is here. It's here. It was so great.
That
was
cool.
Awesome.
That
but no
kid heaven.
No phone case for you.
So anyway, want to thank those two very honest people that made the evening wonderful. Came home. I got home, and I was watching Saturday Night Live, the opening. So I guess I was home by 11:30.
Sure.
It was
and,
good this week.
I like him a lot, Louis
C.K. You know, and the thing is, I don't, because I somehow associate I associate Louis C.K. with Opie and Anthony.
Well, yeah.
And I associate any comedian that was friends with Opie and Anthony as an enemy. And so, especially if I've had a lot of Irish whiskey, I'm saying to Carr, I hate them.
I can see that, but you know what? He is a cut above most of the hacks they had on their show and let run their show. He's very talented, man.
Whatever. Anyway, so.
You should watch it sober. It's really good.
I will. I plan to watch that. But I did watch on Friday night did any of you guys watch the concert?
The whole thing.
For Sandy.
I have a hard time calling it a telethon without Jerry. It's more of a benefit.
Really, it's your hang up.
A last minute deal. I defy anybody to not reach into their wallets and make a donation to the Red Cross when you watch that, which I did. And I just
did you do it through iTunes?
I actually did it with a text. I love using the phone to text.
I thought it was my
lovely phone that I was just dissing.
I had never done this before, using my iTunes account to make a donation. I thought it was pretty neat.
It was cool. I really think that for a last minute deal, they threw together a pretty damn good show.
What was your favorite performance? Because I had one.
Billy Joel.
Really?
Anything Billy Joel plays.
Sting was amazing.
Sting did.
Do you want to hear some of the music clips?
I think if you talk about the just redoing the performances, I think this version that Sting did of Send Me Out an SOS,
Message
in a Bottle, was just absolutely unbelievable.
I looked at Carrie, I said, his voice sounds better than it did, and this is, 30-year-old record?
Mm. Yeah.
And he sounds amazing. There's no one here but me, my loneliness. Really, really good also.
Really, I mean, just... Sting, as much as that's not one of my favorite artists or my favorite song,
right?
I was mesmerized by that performance because it's just Sting with a guitar and another guy. I thought it was amazing.
How about, did you like Bon Jovi? I thought Bon Jovi did pretty good.
Pretty well. Yeah. You realize the guys that have been on the road for a long time,
they know what they're doing.
Then they know what to do with their instrument. They know how to take care of their instrument. They know how to do it. You know, you got these old guys that, you know, Billy Joel's voice sounds fantastic. Yeah.
And how amazing was it to watch John Bon Jovi get past security and get to his hometown?
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty cool.
Truly amazing, the one thing about this. And let me just say, Jimmy Fallon was blessed, really, with the lucky stick.
He's the luckiest man on TV.
He's the luckiest man. Mm-hmm. And Jon Stewart called him out, which was the funniest moment. I unhinged my jaw when he talks about, you know, you have Bruce Springsteen, Steven Tyler, and Billy Joel on a stage with you, and you front.
Yeah, you take lead.
Take lead on Under the Boardwalk. That is a guy that is so deluded that it's not even funny. I mean, really, what a... And then when Jimmy Fallon tries to do the appeal...
He can't.
He does his baby talk, which he's done for... Hey, I just want to go... Jimmy Fallon is just...
I'm a big fan of his.
Of course you are.
What a load.
Yeah, it really... That was the one moment that pissed me off, and that I had tears in my eyes for much of that broadcast, because it was so well done.
Really, the last minute in these performances were great. Steven Tyler still knows how to play his voice. Amazing.
And I understand.
Listen to this. This is live.
And just three of them.
I mean,
and there
really
were a couple years he didn't really take care of himself.
I mean, really, just I'm stunned by that.
I love this song too.
Yeah, it's a theme to my junior prom, as a matter of fact. God, that's how old this guy is.
Wow,
it's amazing. So, why are you such a fan of Fallon?
I like his. If you had comedy albums.
They're both young. I mean, I think that's something.
Skinny.
You sound so old when you said that. If you have to make a choice between Kimmel and Fallon, you got to throw one of them out.
Okay, Kimmel.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
absolutely.
And I know Jimmy Fallon does some really nice musical impressions.
He does.
But I looked at that too, and I really didn't hip to it until Stewart made that comment. And I'm like, oh my God, that's right. He did lead.
I don't think a lot of people have ever told Jimmy Fallon, you know what, don't do that. You're not so good.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
He was the one that made.
He gets his ass kissed a lot.
He uses the power of NBC because he's got the old time slot that still has some cred. And I know you're not a particular fan of Paul McCartney, but he made Paul McCartney essentially do a parody record of Yesterday. It was so classless.
Oh, really?
To get him out there and have prepared lyrics.
Was it funny in any way?
No, it was really sad.
Yeah, because they're like, when you talk about what Jimmy Fallon does, is he does these parody songs, and it's what bad DJs do.
Exactly, and he also,
that's his shtick.
As he gets older, his clothes get smaller and tighter. Real tiny, like Ken doll coats and suits.
So, you know, really, I said to my wife this morning, watching it on the news, I said, you know what? Probably only in New York, but I really got to give a tip of the cap to the city of New York. It really does. Those people are still in very desperate situations, many of them, but I really think only in New York, you know, compared to the Katrina situation, they really seem to be getting people the help that they need.
Were you pleased that they sent Ann Curry out to the lady who was hardest hit?
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry to bring it up, but still.
Thank you, no. Okay, yeah. What were you going to say, Buzz?
I was going to say, I understand Matt Lauer was key to getting that benefit on the air Friday night. I understand that he really had to push Cabletown management to get them to agree to do the thing.
Really? It was on 10 stations?
Kind of have him to thank for getting it on the air.
10 stations with no advertising. Yeah.
Made a hell of a lot of money for the victims. And it hopefully will get to them. And, you know, I'm just happy to see that things are moving in the right direction.
Yes.
And terrified of this, you know, not nearly the storm that we had,
right.
but another
nor'easter. But in a weakened condition,
jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, good luck to them. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's
the day before the election.
I have a lot of songs I'd like to play you, Mike. Every campaign song going back.
Thank you. We'll come back and also talk about attention whores and how Facebook is your place to be. We'll be right back. Crank it up. F you and I, F her too, said if I was greater, still I like this song. Just felt like listening to a little CeeLo.
Oh, CeeLo.
Pass me the ecstasy.
MDMA.
Not the best day for him.
That's all I wanted to do.
I like it.
Welcome back to segment two of the show, brought to you by...
Oh, Encore!
Insurance Services, LLC. They are really responsible for bringing us out to Reno, Nevada. We are very grateful for that. Of course, that's this coming Saturday night. We will be at Circus Circus in Reno, Nevada. And even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore may be able to help you, just as they've helped Oscar Santana, who loves his Encore life insurance. As a matter of fact, here, I'll let you in on a secret. We're going to kill him on stage at Circus.
Just to test the insurance.
And just to watch him die.
And I will be paying off, who's the beneficiary? No, certainly not Shane.
It'd be my brother.
It'd be your brother.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah. Carlos?
We've had private conversations about that.
There's a bachelor for you.
Well, it's a family.
I know.
You know?
I know.
And for less than a gym membership, I got it done.
You were the man.
Which is great.
Encore.
A monthly gym membership.
Have no idea what that reference means.
Encore, they are good folks. Listen, all we ask, and do this for Encore. It's the week before we go to Reno. Please give them a call. Give you a free quote, and you can go to smartterm.com, that's smartterm.com, or call them at 866-347-5748. What they'll do is compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. We are so proud and grateful to be sponsored again by Encore Insurance Services. Thank
Encore.
You to them. Okay, it just suddenly hit me like a bolt of lightning. There's a lot of talk about the election.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of talk about this and that. But sometimes when I have extra time to surf,
sure.
And I was up at 5:30 this morning because we all fell back and I was all
discombobulated. You don't care for the time change.
I hate it. I said, me not happy, caveman speak, you know, with that. But when you have extra time just to really dive in, there is just, that's what it is. And I said to myself, for attention whores, for people like me that love attention, Facebook is just, it's glorious.
It's the best.
Yeah.
It's the best because any random, just tiny thought, you can suddenly
anytime.
Share it for thousands of people to
everybody
see.
Look.
And anytime you're feeling low or weak and you need affirmation, you can put something on and you get love.
Yeah.
It's a place to go to get love.
And you can, and a lot of people fish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, I think we've all done our Facebook fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, but it also to me is probably contributing to the idea that Americans more than any other people swim in Lake Mead.
Of course.
I mean, really. When you read something...
the pre-mentioned Jimmy Fallon singing lead in front of some of the greatest rock stars of our time.
Well, you'll read a post on Facebook that says something like, really appreciate everybody coming to Karen Shower Friday. Thanks so much.
Uh-huh.
And I immediately want to respond, I wasn't invited. You know, I just want to
do you
do
ever
that.
Do a purposeful dick post like that? I do sometimes. If you catch me between drink three and four.
I will respond to posts. You know, a lot of my posts during this political season have been somewhat controversial, and I use them as fabulous opportunities to unfriend people.
I've done that
same. That's what I like to do. I still haven't gotten to my mark yet where I can get, you know, where I can get more people.
Right.
Because I haven't added. When's the last time you added a Facebook friend?
Oh, I told you what you have to do.
You monitor it. You live on it.
I do, yeah. But I unfriended a lot of people based on some Romney love on my wall that I thought was inappropriate.
This, you know, that's the great thing about an election. It's a chance to weed out people who you know are not really
they
your friends.
They don't think just like you.
You're right.
Yes.
I want to be surrounded
about.
By things
exactly.
I like.
Exactly.
Incidentally, you know what? I went from just weeding out the people that were rude about their politics
yes.
to it you know I think on many occasions I simply would you know when I was really in a mood
yeah
I'd be just editing them out
of yeah. you know you're never going to get along with them anyway
no, that's right,
you know? So,
well, that's not necessarily true because most of my friends are Republicans. Most of my friends are Republicans. Mm-hmm. They are not like-minded with me politically, and for my entire life, I have probably disagreed with most of my friends on politics.
But I will say this. I don't want to be friends with someone who's going to take one of my posts and use that as an arena to pick a fight.
Right.
And that's
right.
what I don't
that's
like.
That's what you get, too. Yeah.
No more bullies.
But I really
that's
don't.
Right. As Bill Burr says.
But I still haven't gotten there. And at one point, I thought I was there, and now I'm not. And I thought that people drop off. And nobody drops off
my Facebook.
They do, but
at a smaller... What happened is, for some reason, like about 6 or 7 months ago, all the people that you've ever unfriended were re-added. Even though it's not reflected in your number, they're in your queue of friends. So you need to go through and find people that have like no faces
like
and
silhouette.
Stuff like that. And yeah, and not delete them all. Yeah. It takes a long
yeah,
time.
I mean, the limit's supposed to be fine.
You've got the time.
He's got the time.
I've already done it.
He does it. You do it because you live there. How many hours a day do you spend on Facebook?
It's always open.
It never closes.
It is.
Well, you're not doing 7-11. It right. You're not doing it right now.
No, I'm not.
You are, a
and funny it's
man.
Killing him.
I hate it. I hate it. One of my favorite things to do is someone who does a real open-ended thing, like, "Hey, is anyone going to the big game this weekend?" I just write, "No, no one is.
Yeah.
Just you."
And you know, a man who we love on this show, and certainly has been the biggest supporter of ours, Steve Bridges.
Yes,
that is a man who wears his heart on his sleeve.
Yeah, he doesn't really hold a lot back, does he?
Yes, he does.
Hold on, I got one that
you're
I
so
just,
right.
Well, that's
about
kind
that.
Of his. That's his life. He ran for public office.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
it's his personality.
Yeah, it's what he
had
does.
A failed
yeah.
bid yeah. for public
well, he
office.
Almost, he almost got it done.
He came in second.
Yeah. There were only two guys.
It's not so bad.
I voted for him.
I did twice.
In spirit.
He serves the
you
community.
Predicted his loss on the road trip DVD, I believe.
I might not vote, by the way, tomorrow.
What?
I think I'm out.
Well, why?
You had said you might not because you live in the district.
Yeah, well,
no, he said he might not because he's not a citizen. I think that's what I heard.
After what I heard today on the news, it's just, I don't want to deal with any lines.
Of course not.
Yeah, I hear they're going to be
hey,
lines.
Could you
I'm
call
out.
Someone? In
I'm
the,
out.
Like, do what you but, do with Apple. Call
okay,
someone in the government.
I
see if they
it.
Can fix it for
this
you.
This is a man who puts his emotions on
there.
Steve
Captain Steve.
All right, it's funny you mentioned that. I mean, this is literally a segue into what I'm doing, and you don't know what I was going to talk about. Steve Bridges writes, "I hate if you don't vote, then you don't have the right to bitch. It's America. You have the right to bitch.
Right.
Iran makes you vote. Do what you want. Half of us will be disappointed and half will be condescending for a little while. And then we all get over it. Come together and begin to go on with our lives and become disappointed in whomever gets in. Because that's what we do."
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's kind of a...
Yeah, we mustn't ever
forget
that... I
can't find my black T-shirt.
We mustn't ever forget that above it all, yeah. Steve is an old man.
But Nan... so Nan McCarthy writes, "I don't know. People have a right not to vote and a right to bitch even if they didn't vote.
But
I have a right to say I don't want to hear your opinion if you didn't bother to participate in the voting process.
Oh,
it's kind of like listening to someone who says a book is bad when he hasn't even read it. Super annoying." And then Steve Bridges writes, "You're kind of annoying." Yeah, that's like, it was a very funny. I laughed out loud.
Someone that's near and dear to me, and you guys haven't met, is a big, big Romney guy. And
okay.
he said, I said, "Look, if I vote in D.C., it really doesn't matter because it's Chocolate City. It's documented, you know?" And he's probably going to go to Obama. And it's always, that's what it is.
DC,
and that's it. Like, what am I going to do? And he said, "Well, you have to vote so people see where your thoughts are. America needs to see where everyone is as far as like just their thought process
every,
and who they want to support
every,
and who they want to be there."
Yeah.
And I said, "It's not going to matter." I said, "If Romney wins the populace and Obama wins the electoral, like, is everyone like, oh, my God, America? They're not going to change their mind. It doesn't change
anything."
You know,
I think that really when you do what we do, And one of the messages I'm going to get out to our listeners tomorrow is to, you know, exercise your right to vote.
Yes.
I think it's important. I think it's important to go through the exercise.
Less traffic.
And
for
I would
boy.
Think that, you know, this is my one appeal to you.
Your
okay?
boy.
Yeah, maybe it won't matter.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it will matter. Or maybe right. it won't. It's not just the president.
How many people say that it doesn't matter before it matters, though?
You're
because
going,
ultimately it will
but
matter.
But you're not just voting for president. You're voting for other leaders that are going to mm-hmm. be affecting your
Congress,
city.
Senate.
Yes.
And my point to you is, I think I would like to believe that your father probably votes.
My father?
Is
he can't.
Is he a citizen?
No.
He's not a citizen.
No.
So you're a citizen.
Yes.
And your father's not even a citizen.
He's not.
I think you should exercise your right to vote. I think it's an important thing that we do in this country. I really think it's important.
I'm going to go down
and wearing
there.
That sticker is a big deal.
My mom votes. My sister and brother vote. I'm going to go down there. If the line is more than 10 people, I'm out. But if it's less than 10 people, I'm in.
I love the fact
I
that...
I will wait with bated breath for the update.
Larry and I sell iPhones there. Yeah. Will that change your mind?
Polls open at 6 a.m. Carrie and I plan to be there when they open.
Right.
And Robert is excited to get up and go vote with us. And I think that is really cool. Julia doesn't give a care. She doesn't care at all.
Usually
but Robert,
vote,
I'm excited
I
about.
Will be voting after the show tomorrow. That's what I normally do
okay.
my vote.
Well, then it's what I'll do, too.
I
thought we talked about all voting before. The show, but with the lines, stickers. I don't know if we'll be able to.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, it's like I've had luck mm-hmm. with the crowd scene voting around the midday.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I agree.
There was a total crowd scene at the food machines.
We'll see what happens.
Superstition.
We'll see what happens.
Look at you. You're all in.
As far as voter suppression is concerned, I sure don't like what I'm seeing.
I'll have a wrap-up of that.
These lines down in Florida. And, you know, really... You know, I don't care what team you're on. Mm-hmm. If you are participating as a politician in anything that is designed mm-hmm. to not allow people to vote, you are, in my, that is absolutely criminal.
Yeah.
And I don't give a rat's ass if it benefits your team or not. That's crap. Mm-hmm. That Republican or Democrat, you know, it's BS.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the last thing I wanted to say regarding the election is, you know that I have my Obama signs.
Yes.
Out in
yes,
the yard.
Right.
And I would feel very horrible if somebody were to deface those mm-hmm. or lift them out of my yard. Or
right.
Anything. I feel the same way about people that add to, you know, the fervor for
right.
Obama.
Right.
Which happened to me this morning.
What
and
happened?
Carla called me right after she left for work. She mm-hmm. left very early this morning. She said, you needed to take a look outside. Someone has put a sign up. I said, what? I said, is it a Romney person that was you know, defacing my lawn?
Right?
Nope. It was somebody that's on our team, but a little overzealous.
What did they write?
A little overzealous.
Oh, you actually have the sign.
This is what I pulled out of my yard today.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That is what I pulled out of
Romney
my yard.
Romney as the devil.
It's a picture of Romney as the devil and Prince of Lies.
Wow.
So that's before he had the surgery?
What's great is on camera, that looks like you've got a mask on.
Hi. Yeah. I just want to say, I know a lot of people have been really, really angry at me, but I hope I get your vote. And I know that Ann and I are looking forward to a fine evening. Banging. No.
I saw a wondrous handmade sign, Mr. Romney, on
Rob
the way
to work. Rob
will
have to do this in Reno.
Oh, we will.
Yeah.
So
maybe
one,
if it's the president. I'll be president by then. How about that?
Would
that
be special? Presidency.
Saw a fantastic handmade sign on the way in today on Route 28 that said, Jews for Romney.
Oh.
But it was handmade with magic markers.
They went out of their way to put that on your yard, and it just looks like crap.
Yeah, it looks like
crap. The quality's horrible.
But it is, to me, as equal a violation as if somebody came in. I don't consider Romney to be the devil. I do consider both candidates to be people that really do think what they're doing is right for the country, and I don't give rats ass about
the devil has a plan. That's the difference.
I do
but
also
the devil's
think,
in the details.
I also think Romney does have a problem with the truth. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Rob and his magic audio vault. On the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll be right back. Devil. Wood smells good, fresh wood.
Thank you.
Nothing like fresh wood.
Caveman speak.
Yeah, fresh wood.
Mike's a big fan of steaks.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Smart Smoke. I was hooving on that the other night. I love that thing.
Yeah.
I love talking about it. I love showing people how it works.
You didn't leave that behind?
I love the first reaction when somebody thinks you're really smoking a cigarette, where they look at you and they go,
hey.
Like, it's electronic. It's water vapor, dumbass. I love that. It's the premium e-cigarette. It's the one Mark uses, and it's the one that Carla bothers Mark for all the time.
I've got a supply for her today.
Oh, my God. She will be grateful.
He is the hookup.
Smart Smoke. has the nicotine you crave, but without tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco. And here's the best part. It costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products because you're smoking water vapor.
Why do you think Mark loves it?
There you go. And try the new Omega 2. Is that the one you and I use, right?
That's right, yep.
The Omega 2. With a heavy-duty design and up to 14 hours of battery life. The batteries on these things work great. They really do. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths and to order refills, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. You do a great job supporting Smart Smoke, and we like them too. Let's get right to it. It's the audio vault for today, Monday, November 5, 2012.
Thank you for opening the thing. Did you watch? You say you watched two games yesterday.
I watched the Redskins game in its entirety, and I watched the Giants game up until the time I passed out.
Did you see Terry Bradshaw doing the halftime highlight reel where he talked about Reggie Bush?
No, I was going big potty when that was.
They said huge potty. Remember they one time said
huge. Had a night before potty. But I didn't mention I went to church with my daughters yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Went to the same church where all the Haiti folks went.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was great.
All your buddies there?
I'm still, the journey continues. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say anything about where I am and my little journey, but I will tell you one of the better services I have ever been to.
Wow.
And in the condition I was, that's saying something.
They one time said Terry Bradshaw couldn't spell the word cat if you spotted him, the C and the A. Yeah, and right. I wonder if he was really thinking straight when he made this comment during a Reggie Bush highlight yesterday. I'm not saying it's racist. I'm just saying I'm not sure where his
he
mind
could have thought
was.
It better.
Hand it to Reggie. Bounce outside. Hook. Cut back inside. Look at this, Jimmy. Like he was chasing that bucket of chicken that the wind was blowing the other day.
Oh,
18-3 touchdown. Miami 17-13 on top of the Colts.
Glad you said
it. And I like
him myself.
I'm glad you
what
said
are we going to do with him?
Yeah, he tickled himself, Mike.
Who doesn't like chicken?
And what I love is Kurt Menefee going, oh.
Yeah, I heard that.
Like he was chasing that bucket of chicken that the wind was blowing the other day.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he meant.
Yeah, but he said that to Jim Brown.
You know, all I know.
James Brown.
No.
James Brown's on CBS now.
Showtime.
He was saying it to Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah,
it's like you chasing that bucket of chicken, Jimmy. So directing it at Jimmy Johnson,
a white guy,
perfectly fine.
Name,
right? It was an odd choice of words.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he's walking that line.
No filter.
That was a dance.
I love the fact that Chris Christie is still being countered with the fact that he said, "Who are you voting for? Apparently, you're in love with the president."
Yeah, and he's pissed.
So he spoke to crowds this weekend.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs,
Governor Chris Christie,
pork chops. 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full.
Never.
I am never, ever full physically.
Not
I stopped
full.
At a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs.
Right.
4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
And then he went on to say,
I endorsed Mitt Romney 13 months ago because I thought he was the best guy for the job. And on Tuesday, I'm voting for Mitt Romney because I think he's the best guy for the job. But it doesn't mean that I can't turn to the President of the United States of America and say to him, thank you, sir, for providing good leadership in this crisis and for helping the people of New Jersey and to extend my hand of friendship to him. This shows you how broken our political system is. Because I say something nice about someone who does their job well, somehow that takes away my endorsement of Mitt Romney. There are 2 people who know who I'm voting for on Tuesday. Mitt Romney and the President of the United States.
He is going to waltz in 2016.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'd like to see him get healthier, but he is a refreshing voice in politics, and he's absolutely effing right.
Yeah, but I still don't want to have to smell that pullover. They have a scientist in the United Kingdom have researched what dogs like to hear.
Okay.
And there's a certain cadence that dogs like. There are words that dogs like.
I know what my dogs like to hear. Carla's home.
They do like that.
Your
Carla's home.
Is
you
ready.
You don't have to be living with a douchebag anymore.
So scientists.
That's the way they both look at me. You know what? Frankie and Beluga look at me as like I'm a douche.
I got actually a photo sent to me that I need to forward to you.
Would you like to see Frankie's look whenever I pick him
would.
Up?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Very surprised. Very surprised.
He's freaked out.
Would you like to see Beluga when Carla goes into the bathroom and gets out of the bathroom? He's like, come here, Beluga. He goes, staring at the bathroom.
Sure. Eyes fixed.
Yeah,
like she's there.
So tired of it.
Got a picture that I need to forward to you, and it's a pug looking wistfully at the window, and he says, "Do you ever wonder some days you'll never figure out who is a good boy?" But they've taken scientists in the United Kingdom, have figured out what dogs like to hear, and they have written an audiobook for dogs. It's a dog bedtime story.
Okay.
And actually, scientists say this works. This is what a dog bedtime story sounds like.
"Hello, dog. Are you ready for a story? This story is all about a very, very good dog. Just like you. Once upon a time, there was a dog called Stanley. He was a very special dog. As brave as a lion. Loyal and kind.
Okay.
Yeah. The smooth."
And if you see the video, it's a man with a jar of peanut butter. But that's what dogs like.
A very, very good dog.
We both touched on Steven Tyler being on the Today Show on Friday.
Yeah,
but
they've been working their ass off.
I didn't have a chance to really go through the tape. This might be my favorite moment when they were talking about how great it is. This is the first time that they'd ever done a morning show. Aerosmith had never done a morning show.
Really?
Sure, they don't get up.
Check out this when they first throw it to him, what Steven Tyler says. Not what you want to say on the Today Show.
There they are. How's that for a visual in our studio right now?
Good morning, America.
Good morning, America.
What show are you on?
Good morning, Steven.
Now, you think it would
good
be okay.
Good morning, America. That's funny.
Now, you would think
the show
it would be,
I switched to.
It would be okay if he could get through the whole show without screaming the F-bomb.
Right.
And he didn't when he was on TV. Right. But he did when Al Roker was doing weather while they were getting ready to perform.
Oh,
and
no.
It's so great because it actually throws Al. Here's a Steven Tyler. The beeped word is the word crazy effer. Okay. Right.
Northwesterly winds at 13 miles per hour. The rest of the day, Sunday, more rain. Pacific Northwest. Lower River Valley. Looking for... What did he just say? Plenty of sunshine through the Great Lakes on into the Northeast. That's why they haven't done mornings.
Hey, good for
and
Al.
Also, you know
good
what?
Good for Al. That's a good quick one. I like
they were
that.
So great about not catching that F word that they did let the S word go on the East and West Coast in their song. It's one
really?
Of the lyrics. And I mean, obviously, they should have seen it coming.
You know, I'm sorry. They're the bad boys. They always
are.
Have been.
Times
it's cool.
Changed.
They're Aerosmith. Let
I'll tell
go.
You else who is bad. You know who's a bad boy?
Who's that?
Do you love the bad boy? How about the ref at the Colts Dolphins game who didn't realize his mic was on?
They're going to have another conference on this thing.
Ref yelling, "God damn it!" I
really?
Like yeah, pretty good.
You know, though, watching two full games, I'm sure Mark agrees with me on this. You know, good to have those guys back.
Oh yeah,
they
oh, yeah.
really. You realize they don't f up that much.
Yeah, no,
they, when you good, saw though. The replacement refs, you realize. Yeah. You know, when they have a conference, they get it right. An amazing percentage.
Well, it went
actually,
in like
perspective.
Seconds. Yeah. They went with the replacement refs. It was like 11, 12 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Two commercial breaks.
Yeah, right. It, yeah. They really seem to. You know, even if they mess up first, they come back and they get it
and
right
quickly.
Yeah, very quickly.
You're a big fan, or not a fan, I would say, but you are a believer in the fact that you can jinx yourself, right?
Yeah, he's going to go vote tomorrow after the show because it worked 4 years ago.
How does this make
That's
you...
not because I'm superstitious.
No, it's because he's lazy.
I don't, and I hate the whole Redskins. What do you mean lazy?
Because you don't want to wait in the line that'll be in the early morning. It's not a superstition that has you voting
after
the show.
I vote in the middle of the day.
That's
I
what
have
you do
for,
it.
It's mm-hmm. more like tradition. You
right.
Know?
Right.
If you want to know lazy, just to, you know, get a little closer to that bathroom mirror in the morning.
That's right.
there you go.
Wow. Face.
Yeah. It's like anybody. He can. You can't. No, you can't go like that. That's not a word I'll accept from you.
Okay, then it was ill chosen.
Okay, thank you.
How about this?
Retreat.
How about convenience?
Convenience is, I am very, very lucky that Baldwin Elementary School, where I do my voting, and I have for
now,
the better part of the decade.
Now, it's named after Steven or Alec?
I think it's Tito.
Oh, Tito the less talented brother.
And I really have always had a pretty good time of it. And mm-hmm. I hope that holds true tomorrow.
Will you bring anything for the senior citizens? Some hard candy or anything?
No, maybe I'll hand out some
colossal
cards.
Donuts.
Colossal donuts.
That'd be great. But anyway, I have heard you say, and I know how you usually coach it. You say, "Don't get happy." And
yeah, yeah.
I just, when I heard Joe Biden say this on Hardball, I went, Joe, don't say this.
How close is it going to be on Tuesday night?
Look, I don't want to jinx myself, but.
Well, then don't. What do you think is going to happen?
I think that we're going to win. I don't think it's going to be close to the Electoral College. I think we're going to win clearly. And I think you're going to see, I think we're going to win this state, Ohio. I've been in here 23, 24 days, something like that. I think we're going to win Iowa. We're going to win Wisconsin. We're going to win Nevada. We're going to win New Hampshire. I think we got an even chance of winning Virginia and Florida. So it could be a big win. And it also could be close.
Mm-hmm. Little jinxy. Yeah. I thought you'd hate it. Yeah.
Just wait. You're going to get more nervous.
There's nothing that makes me. Why am I going to get more nervous?
Well, we still have the news to do yet.
Okay. Yeah. You get that throat clear.
Yeah, right. That's what makes me nervous.
Right. You going to make it to Reno?
We're going to be just fine.
Okay. Yes. Very good.
Dry air out there. He'll do great.
That's right.
You know who else misspoke is on Meet the Press, Savannah Guthrie?
Yeah.
Who, again, this may be a valid point, but very ill chosen words. Mm. Do not call Hurricane Sandy a gift from above.
Here was a moment handed to him seemingly from above where he could look like that strong, independent, steady in a storm, very appealing to the middle of the road voters, and I might add to unmarried women voters who are going to be very key in this election.
There's a lot of people in New Jersey and New York that are not calling the hurricane a gift from above.
Yeah, but I understand her point, but she needed to qualify.
Exactly.
Right. She needed to qualify it, and the fact is, you know, it's funny because you probably see the polling that would show up if this was the regular election cycle and it wasn't election day.
Right.
You'd probably see the polling tomorrow, you know, as far
exactly.
as how tomorrow's the poll affected what was going
on. And we close with Chris Rock. Now, I was shocked. He did a video to get everyone out there to vote. But did you know that Chris Rock supports the white candidate?
No, hi, I'm Chris Rock with a special message for white people. In times like these, you need a white president you can trust. And that white president's name is Barack Obama.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Let's take a look at the facts. For the first two-thirds of his life, Barack Obama was known as Barry, which is the third whitest name on Earth, right after Cody and Jeff. If you want a white president, I've got a polo-wearing, Hawaii-living, home-beer-brewing, league-bowling guy for you. Barry Obama. He's just white.
That is your magic audio ball.
That's fantastic. I love that. We'll take a break and come back with the probably the most important old newscast that this gentleman's going to give you all year long. Buzz Burbank, coming up next. We'll be right back.
Well, you went uptown riding in your limousine with your fine Park Avenue clothes.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. I do want to remind everybody that coming up tomorrow night, starting at 8 p.m. right here at MikeOMaraShow.com. And are you going to be Ustreaming it?
Yes, absolutely.
So you get to see it on Ustream.
Live. And taking your calls.
Taking phone calls. It's Division 012 with Buzz Burbank, Bob Seska, Katie Powers, Andrew Langer. I'll be dropping by. Rob will be there. Mark will be there.
Right.
It's going to be a special evening.
We'll have fun, too.
It's going to be a unique twist.
It sure will.
On the election. It's not going to be the same blah, blah, blah that you're going to hear on like the regular talking
heads. We used to say during the Redskins game, like, turn up the radio and turn down the television.
You can do that.
You know, keep your TV on and listen to Buzz and Company. It's going to be Division 012 tomorrow night at 8 p.m. right here on the MikeOMaraShow.com website.
Thank you for that.
Check it out. And
see
now
there.
Here's Buzz with the news.
And today's news.
You didn't play the thing.
Oh.
The official news theme. Very important the day before an election.
And now it's time for news.
Buzz. Thank you, Mike.
It means so much to me.
We are brought to you today by TLC Laser Eye Center. I hate my glasses. They get scratched. You've got to clean them constantly. I have to switch to my prescription sunglasses. It's just always fumbling with glasses. People who wear contacts go through a similar kind of hell. Get rid of them. Talk to the people at TLC Laser Eye Center. The staff is friendly. The surgeon's experienced. The equipment always state of the art. The TLC lifetime commitment is huge. TLC has locations all over the nation. If you move, you're covered. So to schedule a free consultation and to see what you've been missing, call 877-TLC-2020. That's 877-TLC-2020. Or find them online at their new web address, tlcvision.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about it on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's TLC Laser Eye Center, and we thank you.
I just wanted to mention this. I'm sitting here with glasses today because for those people that get nervous about getting a procedure or being made to get a procedure that you don't necessarily really need,
right,
or maybe isn't the best possible procedure for you, trust the people at TLC.
Yes.
I'm going in, and they know that I'm a you know, personality who's doing endorsements for them. They were honest with me. They'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the type of procedures they offered, I was not the perfect candidate,
right,
and I mean perfect candidate, and I will never forget how honest and upfront and competent they were and how thorough the eye exam was at TLC. And that's why I'm not getting the procedure, right. But so many people have benefited
go,
from
go in, find out if you're a candidate, and just doing that alone is a way of thanking them for supporting our show.
Yeah, sure. They got modern equipment.
Not to mention making your life easier. Okay, gas prices are down, and optimism is up. The percentage of Americans who think the country's headed in the wrong direction has dropped by 15 points in the last 2 years. Consumer confidence is up. And a pollster told Face the Nation yesterday that the latest jobs report told the public what it already knew, that the economy is improving, albeit slowly. Gas prices, meanwhile, are dropping, and they've already dropped by more in the last 2 weeks than they did in the last 4 years. Regular now averages $3.54 a gallon, down nearly 21 cents from 2 weeks ago.
You know, this does prove what we said last week, that if you are inclined to really send a message to the oil companies,
right,
we could do us a boycott in this country, and that would take care of it.
I love that point that you made. Mm-hmm. As we also reported last week, Hurricane Sandy had a role in these falling gas prices, and we're pleased to report that the gas shortages have eased in New York and New Jersey. You won't convince the people waiting 7 hours in line for gas, but right. Trust me, there's more gas available now than there was when we spoke to you on Friday.
It's like Oscar waiting to vote tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Millions still without heat and power, and we certainly can't disregard those facts. Donald Trump, however, reportedly had no trouble filling his 18 Celebrity Apprentice vehicles with gas. One of his people ratted that he struck a deal to get gas from a BP station in Yonkers at 10:45 Friday night before emergency fuel was moved in for emergency workers and those in need, and in spite of a sign on the BP station that read, "No gas." It won't help the recovery effort in the Northeast.
What a dick.
Yeah.
He really did that with those SUVs?
According to one of his people, yes. Yes, he did. God.
The gas he got was the best gas.
A gnat is a gnat is a gnat.
The show must go on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That isn't really a show, however. Dick. It won't help the recovery effort in the Northeast that a nor'easter is moving through this week with high winds, rain, and a bit of snow. The area's hardest hit by Sandy will feel the nor'easter by Wednesday. It may last for them certainly through Thursday, possibly through Friday, and may lead to more power outages. Tens of thousands of people are still in need of...
And it also means the Mike O'Mara show will be taking a look at the airport schedules as well.
Again, we will.
On Thursday, because I'll tell you something, boys. If I get the feeling that this might be a problem, we're going to be in cars on Thursday.
Mike, it's a short 42-hour train ride.
By our travel day, the weather should be all north of here.
Okay.
And the worst of it will be there. I'm sorry for them, but it won't hurt our travel plans.
All right, very good.
The area's hardest hit, again, feeling it Wednesday through Friday. Tens of thousands of people still in need of housing because of the last storm. Some New Jersey residents affected by Sandy will be allowed to vote by email this year and through temporary voting sites set up there and in New York and Connecticut. In New York, the voting deadline for absentees has been extended by 13 days, and some voters will cast their ballots in tents bearing "Vote Here" signs watched over by National Guards. But there are already problems in other states. You alluded to this earlier.
Oh, man, it's horrible.
In this too-close-to-call election, the first lawsuit has already been filed in South Florida after citizens waited more than 7 hours to vote early over the weekend. Once again, Broward County, same county in 2000 with the hanging chads.
I really think it's important to point this out. If you are waiting more than 2 hours in a line, that's just the same thing with the rules that they put in with the passenger bill of rights on an airport tarmac. This is, your elected leaders are committing crimes. If you're waiting that long to exercise your right to vote, it's complete and total crap. There is no reason for that.
You know, and it occurred to me yesterday, this is another argument for everybody voting. The more people who vote legitimately, I think the harder it is for anybody to steal an election.
Absolutely.
I agree.
And they're trying to limit people. It's voter suppression. There's no way you can look at it.
Why is it taking so long?
They said there were problems. They didn't say it was related to the storm, and I'm trying to recall now. There were a number of problems. I think there was vandalism at one voting site.
There were
problems in the system that they said, we need to add on some more days.
Also, because of his extra time on his hands, RJ has volunteered.
RJ is running the polling place.
Speed things up.
And so he's really not the fastest proctor.
But it's not just Florida. Here in Virginia, the investigation has expanded as officials looked into a man accused of throwing away voter registration forms. Investigators are now not just looking at the man, but his employer.
He threw him away in Pennsylvania.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black
Gold. Yeah, he's a bad man. Bad man.
They're now looking at not just the man, but his employer, Strategic Allied Consulting, which has ties to top Republican leaders. One of those leaders owns another company in Florida that's being investigated there over similar charges.
You know, I mean,
and in crucial Ohio, the Republican who serves as Secretary of State is under fire for making a last-minute rules change in provisional ballots that critics say could swing the entire election.
Wow. What? Mm. They do this crap.
We'll be watching this tomorrow night.
My team doesn't. Period. I'm sorry. If you want to see the overwhelming incidences of this happen, it happens in the Republican Party. It does. That is a pure fact.
Mostly. Now, there was the son of a Democratic lawmaker here in Virginia who got caught doing something here recently.
Yeah, and I mean,
if
you take the examples of it being done with Democrats, they should all be thrown into prison for that. But when you talk about anything that's voter suppression, and all I seem to hear is that Republican guy, Brown, I think, down in, not Brown, I forgot
always
what his name.
Color with you.
He's down in Florida. It's driving me nuts. Let everybody vote, for God's sake. What is it? It's the way we do it.
Right.
We gotta vote online.
And don't put signs in Mike's yard.
Yeah, vote online. Oscar's so right.
Yeah, that's true.
We eventually have to get there with a password and do it that way.
Oh, and let Apple do your password for you.
You'd be all day trying to sign in.
Bingo.
Or could the election be decided by overseas voters? If the election ends in a tie, there are still 500,000 American voters overseas, many of them from swing states.
Really?
There are scenarios under which, and we'll be talking about this tomorrow night, there are scenarios under which this could go on for months.
What is the thing that happened in Ohio? What is done there?
The Secretary of State, who happens to be a Republican,
made
a last-minute rules change regarding provisional ballots. Now, we don't live in a state that does provisional ballots, so it's not a system that I'm entirely familiar with. It's similar, I think, to absentee ballots, but people are objecting to a rules change that they argue will make it more difficult for many people to vote.
Ay. Unbelievable.
Eesh.
Every elected leader has a civic duty to make it easier for people to vote.
Yeah. Right.
That's my opinion.
They can't even write policy the right way.
I know.
I mean, come on.
here are the latest poll results. CNN shows a tie at 49% each.
National.
Politico, a tie. That's right. These are national polls. Mm-hmm. Politico, a tie at 48%. The NBC Wall Street Journal poll has Obama 48, Romney 47. The ABC Washington Post poll says 49 to 48 Obama. Pew has Obama 50, Romney 47.
Oh, Pew.
And an Irish bookie, and it's a company really, not just a guy, but an Irish bookie is already paying out.
Oh, there you go.
Is already paying out on Obama bets to the tune of $800,000, saying Obama has this thing sewn up.
I don't like that tune.
He's already paid out $800,000.
Do your job, folks. This is the last time I'm going to be able to say this. Please don't be like Oscar Santana.
Hey, man. 50-50.
Hey, man. Hey, brah.
Please don't be a man who doesn't really care.
Don't be 50-50.
Don't be like that. Don't be like people in his generation that don't give a rat's ass about their country. Be a good citizen and do your job. Get out to the polls. Okay? I thank you in advance. Even if you've got a 4-hour wait, I'm sorry. This is an important election.
Mm-hmm.
Irish bookie.
Get out there and vote.
Hi.
Thank you. I'll buy you a whiskey.
I'll call you from the line.
Thank you.
Two last-minute shots, one from each side. Economists from Brown and Harvard say Mitt Romney's plans for health care are unclear, but also threaten the health infrastructure, Medicare, and Medicaid. After reviewing his website, his speeches, his interviews, and his debates, these economists concluded that Romney's plans would roll back Obamacare, mainly by removing ways to pay for it. Romney running mate Paul Ryan, meanwhile, says the re-election of Obama, and I quote, compromises our Judeo-Christian and Western civilization values. Gee, what do you suppose he means by that?
Yeah, really, exactly.
I said on Facebook this morning, after 41 years of eating poorly, I've still never brought a stain to my dry cleaner as bad as that man.
Finally, and God, we need this distraction. So thank you, Florida. In Bradenton, Florida, a 29-year-old woman has been arrested for vigorously pleasuring herself inside a Starbucks.
Well, if you're going to do it vigorously.
When police arrived, she was still going to town down there, they will not charge her with indecent exposure.
Really?
Because they have other charges in mind. You see, her frenetic pace wasn't from too much caffeine. Police found a cocaine residue pipe in her purse.
Oh.
So they'll charge her over that instead.
Oh, wow.
Cream in your coffee? Not lately. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by Twizz Grid.
Twizz Grid,
a free app for your iPad or iPhone. You can see us all backstage busting each other's chops out there in Reno with Twizz Grid. You don't have to have a Twitter account to see the pictures. If you do have one, you can post comments on our photos, too. And be a part part of our latest live show, TwizGrid, TWIZGRID. Find it in the App Store or click the ad on our website. Well, tomorrow's the day.
See you at the polls, Mike.
Erection Day.
No.
Yeah.
Should be spectacular. We'll find out what he's going to do.
That's the big question.
I'll be thinking about it all night long.
Don't care. Don't care about him.
I care deeply about all of you.
Refocus your energy on making it happen for us.
I care about all of you, and that, my friend, is my cross to bear.
That's true. Right. God bless
you. Bye bye tomorrow.
Ciao.
Free.
Swell the throng and join the song, extend the circle wider. Join the run for Harrison Log Cabin and Hard Cider. With Harrison, our country's won, no treachery can divide her. Thy will be done with Harrison, Log Cabin and Hard Cider. Calhoun jeer and Benton sneer, like every such backslider. The fight was won by Harrison, Log Cabin and Hard Cider. To all the world our flags unfurled, to victory tipple guide her. Second to none is Harrison, Log Cabin and Hard Cider.